Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
College football playoff starts this weekend. Big NFL storylines. It's the Thursday touchdown.
All right, guys, big weekend. The first college football expanded playoff edition has arrived. Ohio State hosts Tennessee on Saturday night, and I've heard that the Vols have bought some tickets to this game, so it's going to be interesting to see how many are there. If the Buckeyes lose, will Ryan Day be fired?
No, he won't, because the AD already basically said he is our coach and all that. However, little twist here, he will resign. He will not be fired. Because mentally he can't take living there anymore.
He'd be broken.
Yes. And it's sad, actually, because they're so myopic.
He should be fired. He won't be fired. Okay. That's my answer.
Well, he'd have to leave town if he's not fired for a while, Christmas.
Like what Herbstreit had to leave Columbus.
When Herbstreit said that this actually might not be an advantage that they're playing this game at home.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, things need to start very good for them very fast, or that could be a situation.
Any truth to the rumor that the Vols are going to wear orange-winged helmets?
I saw somebody posted that, actually. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right, of the eight teams playing this weekend, I believe Notre Dame is the biggest threat to win the national title. Are you with me, or are you going with one of the other seven opening round teams? Again, that's a team playing this weekend that you think could maybe win it all.
I think Texas, if they made a quarterback change, could win it all. And they are playing in this opening weekend. Give me the Longhorns.
I agree with you on the team. Okay, I picked Texas. And the reason being, if they win this game against Clemson at home, then they play Arizona State. I know they have a good year. I think they have an easier path to the semifinal. Notre Dame, if they win, they play Georgia next. So that's why I think they're out.
But we don't know Georgia's quarterback situation, right?
Well, that's true.
But you agree. You think it's Texas without making a quarterback change.
Yeah, either one. Yeah.
What's your answer if they don't? You're just picking a team. One of these eight. I'm not holding you to this.
If you told me Texas is sticking with Quinn Ewers, then I would probably take Notre Dame.
Okay. The Chiefs host the Texans and the Ravens host the Steelers this Saturday. These two games are going against SMU, Penn State, and Clemson, Texas. Are you going to be focused on the CFP or the NFL? And by the way, is this a Richard move by the NFL to schedule games up against the CFP?
I will be more focused, I think, on the college football playoff. That'll be on the big TV, and probably on my laptop will be the NFL. Is it a Richard move? No, because the NFL has always had these games on Saturdays historically. I don't think they cared about it. They're not going to move for the CFP. You can look at it and say it's the other way around.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we got to get the facts right. This was always an NFL Saturday, right. Sunday time of year.
Right.
And college made the decision to do this. Having said that, I'm more interested in the college football playoff this weekend.
This is also the Saturday where the Joe Namath, Susie Colbert thing took place, I believe.
How do you remember that?
Because it's classic.
It is a weekend, but I don't remember it unless he brings it up. Yeah. I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you.
You know, the Richard move, by the way, was when the NFL decided to go up against the NBA on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And this year's the year they're really forcing it by the Wednesday games, because the four teams playing Saturday also play Christmas Day.
Yeah,
to get them the same window of a Sunday to Thursday, only it's Saturday to Wednesday.
Right.
It's just awesome. All right. The Lions have been decimated by injury. What current healthy player has to step up the most?
Za'Darius Smith. You need to get pressure with your front four. It makes everything so much easier. It helps everybody cover. It helps everybody. You don't have to blitz as often. It's Za'Darius Smith for me. That was the big addition. He's got to play like it.
We're close. I have DJ Reader. DJ Reader with McNeil gone. He's got to be stop the run. I know that he's not going to play every play, but he's got to help, you know, create some pressure on the inside, which would allow Za'Darius Smith to hopefully do something.
We both said vets. Vets got to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Levi Onwuzurike. You were the talk of camp. Everybody left you for dead. Now it's time to step up.
It's a good one.
Clog that middle.
Yeah.
All right, the doom and gloomers say the Lions season is cooked. So let's get to the mock draft season then.
Oh,
both Fox Sports and CBS Sports are mocking Ohio State edge rusher Jack Sawyer to the Lions. Isn't Sawyer actually a bad fit considering he never beat Michigan? And he got abnormally butthurt about the flag planting incident. Yes, I'm being a troll. I just think he'd be a bad character fit.
I actually think he'd be great for the Lions because, really? Yeah, because first of all, he's a really good player. Yeah. Two, because of what happened, I think Dan Campbell and him would, they'd be brethren. And you know what? The fact that a guy is that pissed off that he lost this game to his rival again speaks volumes. Yes, he acted like a little, you know what, a little bitch after the game. I get that, but I think he'd be fine.
Yeah, this isn't a little bitch locker room, so I don't think he makes sense. I also reject that we're asking about mock drafts right now. I know why you're doing it, but why are we doing it?
Well, I mean, the season's over, according to some people around here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm trolling here, though. Look, in reality, you interview him, find out if he is a good fit. I'm just taking shots here because I need to. That's two of them at Ohio State today.
Well, to Jim, you didn't give the answer.
I said no. Bad fit.
Okay. Yeah. Bad fit because of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Jack Sawyer's not there in the mock draft, who would you take? All right, I'm just messing.
God.
Rookie QBs Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels both have their teams positioned to make the playoffs at 9-5. Meanwhile, number one overall pick Caleb Williams has struggled, and the Bears this season have been a nightmare. Did the Bears make the wrong selection in last year's draft?
I'm not willing to say that. I think fit matters a lot. I think Bo Nix benefits from Sean Payton and a good system going on in Denver. Caleb, for all the talk, oh, he's in the best situation for a number one pick. They fired their coach. They haven't been able to protect him. By the way, some of it is on him, too. I think we talked about it yesterday, starting to get a little afraid to take chances. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a byproduct of the environment he's in. I wouldn't give up on him. They got to hire the right coach, though.
Well, our answers are different, but the same rationale. I said it was the wrong selection because of the coaching that was there. You don't select Caleb Williams when your offensive coach is Matt, or your head coach is Eberflus, yes. And you don't have a great coordinator there with you. It was a horrible selection knowing what you had. Now, like you said, if you know they get a good offensive coordinator or an offensive-minded head coach, He could pay dividends.
Ryan Pace is the GM there. Is that his name?
Ryan Poles.
Poles. Okay. Why's he still got a job? Because
it's only his second year, I think.
Well, he's the one that decided to keep Eberflus, right? What were they doing?
We don't know. It could be McCaskey. I have no idea. But yes, that whole front office is just
could be Kevin Warren.
Oh yeah,
he's there too. By the way,
yes.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah. All right. Finally, both the Rams and Buccaneers have survived injuries earlier in the year and are playing scary good right now. Which team would pose a bigger threat to beat the Lions at Ford Field in the playoffs?
Well, they both came very close to doing it last year, but didn't. The Lions beat the Rams at Ford Field this year. They lost to the Bucks at Ford Field this year. I'm going to say the Rams only because Evans and Godwin, they're really, really good, obviously. But Nakua, if he's 100%, and Cup with the quarterback that they have, I can say his name, Stafford, I think they'd be just a little bit scarier.
I would say the Bucks, okay. And I feel like we're splitting hairs. Like these are both frisky teams that could and I think will upset somebody in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Tampa has beaten both Philly and Detroit.
Yes.
Tampa obviously played in the postseason against Detroit a year ago. They know what that environment's going to look like. I guess so do the Rams.
Yeah.
But
Rams have been in there twice in the past
you're right.
16 games.
Or slight edge. I think Baker's playing better than Stafford is right now, too.
You know, the thing with this is that I would probably go Rams just because I just think Stafford in the moment is more surgical.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the two Ford Field games here that he's thrown a pick, has he? I'm pretty sure he's played clean.
So.
And, you know, Mayfield threw the pick last year against
Derek Barnes, right?
Exactly. And I think people forget with that Bucks game last year. So they lost to him this year. The Lions only scored 16 points. Last year, that game was 10-10, like getting late into the third quarter when the Lions scored, I think it was Reynolds on fourth down. And it went 17-10, and then the Lions kind of pulled away, and then they got the pick and all that. It's a tough answer because with the thing with Mayfield is that he's just a little bit more mobile than Stafford at this point in his career. But I think the Rams in a first playoff game at Ford Field would present problems.
Don't you trust Sean McVay more than Todd Bowles too?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bucs are the better overall team, but I think the Lions, Kryptonite is a franchise quarterback, and I think Stafford's a little bit better.
And that is the Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.